Good morning, 8:38, Finger Lakes Morning News. Time to get healthy with Finger Lakes Health, and that means that Laura Turbide is here. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you, Ted?
I'm doing well. I see that you had a nice 21st birthday celebration with your daughter and family.
Thank you. We absolutely did.
That's terrific.
Girl is headed to the MCAT, and can't wait for that to be done, and then we'll really celebrate.
Yeah. Any news or notes?
Really, honestly, we are about ready to launch our Dine and Discuss season, so we hope you'll watch for that. You can look on the website as well as in Thrive Magazine that should be hitting boxes very soon. We are, of course, always thrilled to be able to get our physicians and other providers and other folks out in the community to talk with you and answer your questions, so join us for that, and they're coming up this spring.
Are we about midway or so through cardiac prehab?
A little bit on the first quarter or so. So
okay.
If somebody is still interested, you've missed a couple, but know that Dr. Gomez would be more than, he is great at catching people up. He's got this down to a science. So if for some reason you are interested in prehab, we're again offering it in Geneva this series, and he has it really, really tightly presented, and the group is great. And I think it's a little bit of a smaller group this time, and they would love to welcome you.
All right. We talked about this a little bit in our last visit. We kind of teased it, and that is the upcoming Shriners screening.
We did, and I am so thrilled that I'm here. I'm here today with Wendy Disrow, who's the Vice President of our Physician Network, and Wendy has a whole host of experience in terms of her background that led her to that role, but one of them has been involved in the interlaced orthopedic surgery area, so she's obviously been as practice manager, but also as a trained as a nurse and an OR nurse, and so she is so well aware of some of these conditions that young people in particular can have, conditions that can take place, orthopedic conditions, but also cleft palate, other kinds of things that are congenital conditions that you can be born with, or injuries or burns, other things. We're going to focus a little bit more on the orthopedic and the cleft palate kinds of things, but primarily orthopedic concerns that children may have. And we partner with Shriners Hospital. We are so happy that this is something our current newly elected board chair, Mr. Lance Ward, had brought to our attention. He has a connection with the Shriners Hospitals. The Shriners Hospitals, as people may know, provide free care for those that can't afford to have their care. And they not only provide the care through the child's age until age 18, but they also provide a place for the family to stay. They help with transportation back and forth, et cetera. So we were really thrilled when there are two hospitals, one in Massachusetts, one in Erie, that really are close enough. We're right in the sweet spot in terms of being able to really help identify, screen for children who may have concerns, may need some kind of ongoing care. And we'll talk a little bit about that. But most importantly, we are doing a free screening on Saturday, May 12th, from 9 to 1 in partnership with the Shriners to be able to really identify families and children who may need this service. And this is our third in a row,
yes.
Third 3 years. So with that, I'm going to turn it over. Wendy and I will talk a little bit. And if Mr. Ward, we were just thankful that he brought this to our attention. And
yeah, he's
really
scheduled to be
it.
With us. So either something has come up, or maybe if he's running late, hopefully we'll have a chance to talk to him. I want to start with you're being Vice President of the Physicians Network. Talk a little bit about what that involves and how many providers are you supervising over. That's a pretty big group, isn't it?
It's a very big group. We have a tremendous physician network, which it comprises our outpatient practices for Finger Lakes Health. So all of our physician offices, our urgent cares, are all operating under my supervision, along with many others, obviously. And there are a dozen practices, and, you know, there are close to 100 providers that are in that whole network helping us to take care of patients. And because we have that great network, we have a good pool of practitioners to tap into for the Shriners Clinic. And we will be utilizing Wendy Hill again for that. She's a nurse practitioner out of Yates County with many years of experience and really a great family nurse practitioner, and does a great job helping us to screen these children.
I know one of the things you must be proud of, and we've talked about it a lot in our visits, is just the number of different disciplines that you've been able to attract and the services that aren't normally found in communities like Geneva and Waterloo and Penn Yan that you've been able to attract.
We are just extremely fortunate to have the services in our community so that patients don't have to travel. just saying orthopedics is one thing, but the number of specialties in orthopedics, when you talk about spine and sports medicine and upper extremity, total joint replacement, what a nice offering to have for our communities. And then gastroenterology, you know, to have that service right here in town for us. Urgent care, so handy. Long-term care providers that we have with us. It is. It's a great complement of providers to see the general surgeons with colorectal specialties, breast cancer screenings and those types of things. We are so very fortunate to have the complement that we have here.
And how much it's grown over time. We've talked about this before, but in the time I have been here, to have a choice of general surgeons in our community, to have that kind of option and to have our own cardiologists and folks who respond to the ER, take those calls, end up in the emergency room when you need them. And as Wendy said, from GI to a range of, to have a choice even in terms of spine surgeons within our own practices. And the same when you're having a joint replacement, to be able to actually make that connection with a physician that feels like a right fit for you. We're very, very fortunate, and it's really continued to grow. So I always look at Wendy and know that her portfolio and her day is changing rapidly and constantly, and we're grateful for that. We're really grateful that we're the kind of organization that I think has invested in this in a way that the providers have wanted to join us. And they see us doing things like this. They see us outreaching in a community, doing things like the Shriner screening, which I think when you'll read a few of the articles in Thrive, I hope, when it arrives in your doorstep. And you'll see we interviewed all four of we have an interview with Dr. Gomez. We interviewed all of our surgeons. And in terms of the providers in that surgery practice, three physicians and a nurse practitioner, you'll hear from them why they love practicing in a small community. And they all say it's because they want to know their patients. They want to provide care in a community where it's not an anonymous number of someone you're doing surgery on in an OR that you haven't met. You know their family, you see their kids playing ball, etc. So they've chosen to be in a rural and a small city type of community where people know each other, but also where they can deliver that kind of care. And that's what we find with things like the Shriner screening. People are proud. And if I could put in a plug for Wendy Hill, not only does she do this screening with us when it comes around, but she's also made herself available. If someone cannot get to the screening on this date, we don't want you to wait. We don't want you to wait a whole nother year. You can give us a ring, connect with my office at 787-4053. We'll get you connected. Wow. Call Preemption Family Medicine directly, mm-hmm. and Wendy Hill will find a way to sort of get that child screened. Obviously, it's our preference that you come to the screening day if you're available, but we certainly don't want anyone to miss out. And I just want to say thanks to Wendy for being that that flexible.
Just one other question before we get into the details of the screening. You were talking about what attracts providers to Finger Lakes Health, obviously the company and the practice, but how big an attraction is the Finger Lakes region? I mean, one of the things about health careers is there's demand all over, so if you're in the field, you can pretty much choose the part of the country you want to work in. I would suspect that the Finger Lakes themselves are a pretty big attraction.
Laura hit the nail on the head earlier when she used the term the sweet spot. We really are in the sweet spot. The Finger Lakes is so close for people to travel to bigger cities if they want, but have the great experience of rural, local communities, the friendliness that goes along with that, as well as engaging with their neighbors and in their neighborhood. And then the Four Seasons. People really enjoy that. And, you know, all of the people who come here, and there are people who will come and look in the wintertime when sometimes it's not our best season.
Like yesterday.
Yes, but they're still like, it's beautiful here. You know, and when they're comparing that to other areas in the country, they're still like, this is a beautiful area. It really is a beautiful region. It has a lot to offer.
So remind us how this partnership with the Shriners came about. Most people know a little bit about the Shriners hospitals and the care they provide. How did it come together between Finger Lakes Health and the Shriners?
We were really fortunate. Lance Ward became one of our board members, and he is very actively involved in the Shriners and actually sits on their board as well. So he has recognized the value in bringing the clinics out to the community. So he was integral in saying, hey, can the Finger Lakes Health help us and partner and bring that screening clinic out to the community here in Geneva? And the last two clinics that we've done, we actually have got children that have come, and we've referred them on to some of the Shriners hospitals in Springfield and Erie. It's been very successful for us.
So let's talk about this event. It's a week from Saturday, and it's so comprehensive. You're screening for a number of conditions, some of them rather rare, many of them quite debilitating. So talk about what happens on the day.
We are doing the screening clinic from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And actually what happens is if you have any young child, the Shriners takes care of children up to the age of 18, sometimes till 21, depending on the disability. But if you have any child with any type of musculoskeletal impairment, please bring them to have them screened. We will have a look at the child and fill out a brief evaluation and a little bit of a physical exam, and then we will submit that information to the Shriners to see if there's anything available that can be of assistance to help that child. And we've actually had newborns show up that were 3 days old and up to teenagers come into our screening clinic. So it's been really fascinating to see who comes, and we're really looking forward to another successful clinic this year.
So then, go ahead, Laura.
I was going to say everything from cerebral palsy to club feet. I was actually born with club feet and had a little cast as a child myself. So when you think about it, some of these things are common, and some are easily identified, and some are harder to identify. But certainly, it's been friends and family. The first year, I think we were surprised to even hear the lengths people had gone to sort of know of a friend and tell a grandparent and have children and parents learn that the screening was taking place. So I certainly would say whether there's burns, whether there's a concern about sort of growth or development that people are seeing, amputations and prosthetics. We've heard, of course, many stories of the Shriners who not only care for a child for that initial prosthetic or if there's an amputation or something ever needed, but really providing that kind of prosthetic growth through time. For anyone who knows the kind of fittings that take place and that kind of level of care that's needed, the Shriners are exceptional. So there's really no reason to worry or hold back to not come. For some people we hear don't want to come to a screening because they sort of are worried about information that they may get, if they have a
right.
question, they're a little anxious. I would say you're going to be in the best hands of people not only here in Finger Lakes Health that can provide that kind of close local support and care, but if you have any of these questions about any of these concerns, hip disorders, gait issues, someone's walking or gait is just different than maybe one of your other children, there are so many, and we of course know physician providers can make these referrals, so we encourage family practitioners, nurse practitioners who might be out practicing in the community, pediatricians, others, school nurses. There's a host of people who may be seeing someone, and we just encourage you to say, it's very quick in and out, by the way. It's the screening runs 9 to 12, but I would say most of the families are there, within minutes, really.
15, 20 minutes. Yeah.
Well, and then once you have the screening and the diagnosis, then you've got to plan forward. If for some reason, whatever, insurance lapses or people think they can't afford it, at least once they've got the screening, now this is what the condition is, this is the treatment, these are the steps that you can take. It brings some certainty.
And that's the wonderful part of the screening is the Shriners will also help patients with travel. So they can get you to these bigger facilities if you need more in-depth care. So that's so important for patients to know that not only can they come to the screening and get evaluated, but the Shriners will help with your treatment and your travel to get there.
And by the way, I don't know that we said where this takes place. Saturday, May 12th, where is it happening?
It's at our Finger Lakes Health Commons on Preemption, so 789 Preemption Road right here in Geneva.
Okay.
In the same area where the Interlake Orthopedic practices, as well as urgent care. We've been talking about how urgent care is open 9 to 9. So if you've been there for any reason, 9 to 9, we are open. And we'll be open for business as well as seeing patients for the screening. So again, we will have folks there. Any questions, everything from muscular dystrophy, if you have any question at all, here's the thing. It's the perfect clearinghouse to show up. You don't need to know the conditions they're going to screen for. You just need to know that either, things seem a little bit different with this child than my other children, or a provider once mentioned this, maybe I want to get a little more information. As Wendy said, the cost all covered by the Shriners, the ability to get you connected if it's appropriate to be at one of those settings and travel. So in essence, there's no reason to not take advantage of this being in our community. And we are also thrilled if literally one patient or 40 patients, we just want to make sure to have this kind of community rural access, which we know is so important in communities like ours, where sometimes people maybe don't take full advantage when they have a question or they wait a little longer.
Right. All right, Wendy, thank you. Again, Lance was going to be with us and something obviously came up, so thank him for his connection as well. And Laura, thank you.
Thank you, Ted.
Thank you, Ted.
It's coming up on May 12th at Finger Lakes Health Commons, Preemption Road, right on the corner from our Geneva station here. 8:53 now.